This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. BT and Sal on The Fan. We're talking both Subway Series and Juan Soto and, of course, the Knicks. Joe is in the Bronx talking about the Knicks. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call. One thing I realized this weekend is the only thing quieter than the Celtics offense is
That's how you did end the show on Friday there, Sal. I heard a little, he goes, can I get the last word? I say, go for it. This is how we ended the show on Friday.
Soto. And then you started it with that today, which is perfect. Know. Go ahead, Joe. I'm here to take my lumps. I was wrong about Soto. He broke my heart.
He didn't hit 5 home runs this weekend and have 11 RBIs.
I mean, my God, can he even have 5 hits? And thank you for the call, Joe. That was well done. You know, BT, I was thinking about it, and we'll finish up here on the phones here. As I was listening back to that segment. You know how much I love Soto and wanted Soto. You know more than anybody because you sit here with me 5 days a week, 4 hours a day.
I'm aware.
It's not out of nowhere. This was the one guy that I couldn't wait for the Mets to go get against all odds, and they got him. And then I couldn't wait for it to get started because I knew he was going to be a beast the second he set foot on a field as a New York Met. And now we've seen this. Now, this is a different type of disappointment. You know, it's not a series loss or anything like that where I've been heartbroken before by teams losing a big game or a big series. I almost can't even explain to you how much this actually hurts me. Even as you mentioned in that just call right there, Soto teasing that going into the weekend. Like, I've been waiting. Even me saying earlier in the year, a couple weeks ago, I'd rather Soto get off to a hot start than the Mets themselves.
Yeah, you did say
which
that.
Which sounds crazy.
I was like, what?
Or even in this series. I wanted to see Soto go nuts in this series, regardless of the result of the series. I got to be honest with you. I'm crushed by this. I am hurt by this. I'm devastated because I feel like Soto doesn't want the Mets as much as, I was going to say, like, us, but whatever. Soto doesn't want the Mets as much as me or maybe other fans wanted him. At least not yet. We haven't felt that yet. Eventually it could happen. I'm not feeling that from him.
Okay. So part of me actually wants to feel sorry for you. Follow me here, okay? Because even at the height of your nuttiness, I think you're a great fan. I think you're a good dude, right? And I think people are seeing that more and more. But I also know that if Soto went yard 4 times this weekend, 9 RBIs, Mets win 2 out of 3, Mets broom the Yankees, I know that invariably within the first couple of minutes of the show, I don't know if you would have quite busted out the trumpets and the Cohen music, but there would have been some acknowledgement, and this would have been you spiking the ball on the Yankees, which by extension is spiking the ball on me. So I would like to feel sorry for you But I don't.
You shouldn't feel sorry for me because you're damn right.
I am waiting
to spike the Soto ball. I've been waiting for months. That's my frustration. I wanted this guy. I want to see him get unleashed with the Mets and have those moments. There would have been nothing sweeter than to see him do it at Yankee Stadium. Clearly, the Yankee fans felt, the exact opposite. Like, they didn't want Soto to do anything against them. They won this one. And Mets fans again come up on the short end of the stick.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to see Soto go off so I could flex on that to you, to other Yankee fans. Yes.
Why is it so important to you? The whole Yankee-Met dynamic.
Honestly, that's a part of it. But it's not even that. It's just that the whole reason why you get a guy like this is so you could flex the muscle. He's Juan freaking Soto.
But I didn't know you then, but you weren't like this with Beltran. This is different.
He's a different animal.
Okay, but why?
Because the postseason. Now, Beltran had the postseason prowess. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I was like, I might not have been this direct about Beltran. I didn't love him as much as I love Soto. My love for Soto dates back. A, he's killed the Mets as a member of the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it dates back to the postseason run in 2019.
Yeah.
Where, against all odds, against the best
against
of the
Josh
best,
Hader, too. Dude, lefty.
He was in against Kershaw. Just a different level of
animal. There's no doubt about that.
So I saw that. And then, from there, what he did with the Yankees a year ago.
Yeah. You wanted a little piece of that, huh? Want a little taste?
No, I want the whole thing.
Well, I mean, and take what you can get at this point.
I've got nothing.
this point, you got 14 and a half more years, or maybe 4.5 more years.
My favorite players, whether it's Piazza, Harvey, they fall in line. There's an attitude there.
Yeah.
And Soto has maybe greater confidence than all. I mean, this dude will look at a pitch. I've seen Piazza at his best, Harvey at his best. Okay, great. Soto looks at a pitcher and says, I got you beat. I'm on to you. I know what you're going to do, and there's nothing you could do. I own you, and then delivers. But not this Soto. With the Mets, he has not done that yet.
Well, I mean, listen, in all seriousness, I would take solace in the fact that, eventually, whether it's the Marlins or the Reds or or the Pirates, he'll give you that moment that you're waiting for.
See?
He'll deliver it for you.
See?
Well, you don't think it would hit back?
No, you should. You should.
Me?
Hey,
he'll have that big weekend for you against the Brewers.
He left us open to this. That's why I can't stand it. BT and Sal on the Fan. Let's finish up on the phones here. Mitchell's in Fort Lee. We had a great night Friday night. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, BT. Hi, Sal. How you guys doing? Buddy. Everything
good?
Okay, listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, there's one point no one brought up about the game, because I go to a lot of games, as a season ticket holder, that the security in right field was completely jammed. They had about 8 cops there. They had security there and everyone else, because they were afraid that they're going to throw stuff at Soto and everything else. And Soto, you watched him out there. He didn't look like he wanted to play. He looked like he just was just there. Even when he threw the ball into it, when he had to go to when the guy was going to score from third base, he threw it there on 3 bounces. The guy doesn't seem like he's not happy. He, like Sal says, doesn't seem like he's a happy camper playing, with the Mets right now. And I think maybe he made a mistake. But I'm happy we don't have him. Honestly, he hasn't impressed me. He didn't do very much there. And Sal was at the game, and he was like, trying to get a big hit, and then he gets walked three times, and Sal's like, oh, my God, can we get one hit today?
No, I was saying, Mitch, fire up the car. We're getting the hell out of here. I want to go watch the Knick game, and thank you for
get
the call.
Get some wings, Mitch.
Yeah, I was on him.
Watch
He's
the
like,
Knicks.
I want to sit in the seat a little bit longer. I'm like, dude, let's get it. I can't
How
take
was
it
the
anymore.
Seat, by the way? The Great. Seat that I passed up. I know you sent me the pictures, but you know, being in it, sick,
oh,
right?
Dude, Hoff and I were talking about it. We were right in the middle of the action. Like, the whole, because that's the whole point about Soto.
I know.
So we're seeing him interact. We're right there. I'm yelling at Soto, looking at him, flexing my muscle, going, you a beast! You're a beast! Right off, I mean, we were going...
I mean, he was tipping his cap to everybody. He was giving... Yeah, it was awesome, dude. It was the It was... The only thing that would have been better is if there was a ball that was played right at that section.
Yeah.
And it was when we decided to get up and get, like, some drink or whatever it was.
Drink.
It was
like so, in relation, foul pole to right center field,
The red marking on the wall. It's not W.B. Mason. I forget what it is. Webb, something.
It is W.B.
They got Mason on the right field wall.
But there was, but I think they have two. It wasn't the white
It's
marking.
Right near the foul pole.
Yeah, it's like
There's a camera right next to the foul pole. It's about four seats over.
So it was basically to your right. If you're watching home plate, once about 15, 25, 30 feet to your right.
Yeah. And by the way, Judge, you know, we're talking about Soto, but Judge obviously in right field as well. I was telling Hop, is it me or does Judge look a lot closer to us than Soto does? He is just...
He's massive.
I would rather have no seats. And not a great vantage point for a game overall, but for that game, it was...
Yeah, oh my God. I mean, you probably got this sense, but when you're in the stadium, it's very different. When I'm watching this... Now, again, I've got an hour before Knicks start.
Yeah.
So right, I am fired. I already got logs on the fire, already poured a couple drinks. Like, I was ready to roll. And I was I was really dialed into every word from the broadcast. I was very surprised how long it took Juan Soto to go to right field. Did you notice that? The last one out of the duck, like really milking it, really
handed. I did notice that, yes.
I mean, it was a good 35, 40 seconds. I forget, I guess it was Coney who said, I've never seen this. Yeah. And I didn't have an issue with it, but if you're going to traipse out there as the star or as the guy, and he was prepared for it, and again, he was classy, you got to bang a few balls over the wall that week. Like, you can't make it all about you at that moment and then get one hit.
Which is not something that I've seen from Soto. Anytime he's been in a big spot, he's delivered. This was the biggest spot that he will be in the regular season this year, and he did not deliver. And not only did he not deliver, he fell way short. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if he had a few hits, already doubled.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
He did nothing.
But also, Sal, again, the optics were just not very favorable. I think you're right. I don't, even if he's busting hump, I don't think he gets that blue double by Judge that bangs out of bounds.
Okay,
I don't think, but it didn't look good. The three hopper from shallow right field. Come on, dude. A three hopper, that was not deep center. That was short right. No, it's only 314 to begin with. You were probably 200 feet out. You got to deliver a strike in the catcher's chest and then not running out to first base when DJ made a nice play to his right, and you know, and then throwing to the wrong base last night. He just looked mentally absent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.